Welcome along to the very first edition of the Knots Night podcast. This is the latest product to be added to knotsnight.com, where you'll find recommendations for places that combine good beer with great service. And we hope that despite everything that's gone on in 2020, we can look forward to a better 2021. Today, we're in Nottingham, as symbolised by our little jingle at the top, Canning Circus to be precise, where the future for its thriving pub scene isn't exactly certain. The Organ Grinder on Alfreton Road had stayed open during the previous Tier 3 restrictions, serving a substantial meal of a pork pie with a salad, but a recent Facebook post paints to a gloomy picture. Even if Nottingham progresses into Tier 2 later this month, the Organ Grinder won't reopen. The owners, Blue Monkey Brewery, say they simply can't make things pay, even with that substantial meal, which was previously priced at just £1. You know, it really is a massive shame, because the Monkey, as everyone knows it, had been a mainstay here for nearly a decade. A refit a couple of years ago had brightened up the bar and the beer garden. And it's a cruel irony too, because the team had really created arguably one of the safest environments for cleanliness and social distancing after the first lockdown. And those first few months of reopening didn't work for everyone. The Overdraft, based in the old bank building on the corner of Alfreton Road here, didn't survive. A newcomer, the Goodfellow George, was open for just a couple of days before the second lockdown. And the brilliant Hand and Heart on Derby Road reopened later than most, having undergone its own makeover. So the once bustling Canning Circus trail may well be reduced once we've got through this. One location we hope will survive is the Sir John Borlase Warren. Arguably the granddaddy of pubs around here, its large split-level bar, additional micro-pub, the Dog and Thief, and sizeable beer garden should make it a surefire winner in a post-pandemic world. Plus, it's always done food, which should mean it could reopen if and when we get into Tier 2. The owners, Lincoln Green, have invested an enormous amount of time and money on this place, and it's never let us down in a Knots Night review. Also around here, the Room with a Brew micro-pub. The folks behind Scribbler's Ales have been offering a takeaway service. And back up Alfreton Road, the Running Horse didn't really manage much of a reopening before lockdown too. It's a real challenge for a place that relied heavily on live music. You're listening to the Knots Night podcast, part of knotsnight.com. Visit us online for recommendations of the best places to drink in Nottingham and email knotsnight@gmail.com with your feedback. Well, we're back in the warmth of Knots Night Towers now. So, while we await the future, Camra's Good Beer Guide for 2021 has been published. These days, it feels more like a holiday brochure, something you browse through in the depths of winter, tempting you towards better things in sunnier times. The Organ Grinder is in there, but of course, we await news on whether we'll ever be able to visit it again. In total, 14 pubs in the Greater Nottingham area have made the grade this year, though not all of them appear on knotsnight.com. We are independent of Camra or any similar group. Of course, it is healthy to have a difference of opinion, and we hope to explore some of these Camra pubs in future podcasts. Well, if you'd like to hear more like this, please do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and keep visiting knotsnight.com online. You can also get in touch by email, knotsnight@gmail.com. Till next time, happy supping, and hopefully by the time we do this again, it'll be inside a real pub.